Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel. Well, here we'll talk about a situation where there's a two-story house, two different owners. Owner number one lived on the first floor, and owner number two lived on the top floor, the second floor. That house falls down, and the person living on the ground floor does not want to rebuild it, but the person on top does want to rebuild it. Mishnah says, "Habayit v'ha'aliyah she'el shenayim she'naflu." If you have a two-story house that was owned by two people and it fell down, "Amar bal ha'aliyah le'bal ha'bayit libnot." If the owner of the upper story told the owner of the lower story to build the house, so that now the upper house, the upper story, can be rebuilt on top of it. So he wanted his level one. He wanted the level one apartment to be rebuilt, so he can then go live in his level two apartment. But the ground floor owner does not want to rebuild. Hare bal ha'aliyah bone et habayit vedar betocho ad shiten lo et yetziotav. The owner of the upper story would be allowed to rebuild the ground floor himself, and he would be able to live in that ground floor apartment until the owner of the ground floor apartment pays him for the building expenses. The owner of the ground floor is obligated to ensure that the upper story has the ability to be rebuilt in the case of disaster. And here, when disaster happens, it's the obligation of the bottom floor owner to rebuild his house. There's an implied agreement between both of them. So therefore, if he's not fulfilling his obligation in rebuilding, the owner of the second floor apartment can rebuild on that ground floor and live there until the owner of the house pays proper compensation. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af ze dad betocho betoch shel havero, sadich lehaalot lo sachar. Says Rabbi Yehuda, they're really arguing here about a principle called ze nehene veze lo haser. When one person benefits and the other person doesn't lose anything, is there a need to pay or not? Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's all correct, whatever we said above. But the question becomes, what happens then when the owner of the ground floor does pay the for the rebuild that happened? Is the owner of the second floor now obligated to pay retroactively for the rent for living in his friend's property? He received some sort of benefit over here. He lived in that apartment when he didn't have an apartment to live in. So Zenehene, the owner of the second floor, is benefiting because now he's living in an apartment that he didn't have. Bezelo hased, but the owner of the first floor apartment is not losing out because there was no apartment built there anyway. So that's where there's a machloket. According to Tana Kama, which we just said, Zenehene vezelo hased, in that situation where one person benefits and the other doesn't lose anything by that benefit, he would say patur. The person who's benefiting is not obligated to pay for that benefit that he had. While Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda would say, in this case, after the payment has been made, the person who was living in his friend's property, floor number two man, who went and lived in floor number one, bottom line, he did receive monetary benefit from his friend because he lived in his apartment. So therefore, he would have to pay the owner of the ground floor rent for all the time that he lived there because he received monetary benefit. He used somebody else's property, and therefore, he would have to pay for that benefit. And according to the Bihuda, somebody benefits, even though it's not at the expense of somebody else, he would still be obligated to pay for that benefit. So what is the solution of Rabbi Yehuda? Now, what is the owner of the second floor? What should he do? Ela bal ha'aliyah bonet ha'bayit ve'et ha'aliyah. The recommendation of Rabbi Yehuda is that in order to have to pay, to avoid paying that rent, the owner of the upper story, which collapsed, should rebuild both floors, the ground floor and the upper floor. Umkareet ha'aliyah. He should build a roof over the upper story. So now there's the full house like it was before. But he needs to now motivate or incentivize the owner of the lower apartment to pay him back for half of the rebuild. So what does he do? V'yoshev b'bayit ad she'yiten lo et yetziotav. Then he could live in the lower apartment until the owner of the ground floor pays for the expenses. Now that there's another apartment above, the second floor apartment is ready and he can go technically live there, he's not really receiving any benefit by living in the ground floor apartment. He could live upstairs if he wants to. The only benefit, the only thing he's gaining here is he's incentivizing the owner of apartment number one on the first floor to pay his due, pay what he's supposed to pay. So therefore, he's not really gaining over here. Since he has another apartment, he could just go upstairs. So by pushing away that benefit, Rabbi Yehuda says now that he wouldn't be obligated to pay rent in the when eventually the owner of the first floor apartment did pay him, there would be no obligation to pay him rent retroactively because he never really benefited. It's not a case of Zinah Hineh Vizil Hasid because he could have lived upstairs if he wanted to.